listen to? We listen to, did I tell you about the 1592s? I think I did. It's kind of getting a little crazy around here. But they're going to be at the Cigar Bar. Looking, the Hounds Below has a show. It's a great lineup Saturday night. One reason I could think of to stay home, not go out of town this weekend, would be the show at PJ's Logger House. Hounds Below doesn't do a show very often, and they've got great backup bands with them. They've got Patrick Davey and the Ghost, the Triggerfish, and Hit Society. We're going to listen to something from Hounds Below to start this set off, and we'll just keep the calendar going until all the Wild Children are tuned up and ready to go live on the Motor Live Drive.
Don't get to have my
WHFR Dearborn. That was a hit society. They'll be playing at PJ's Lager House with the Hounds Below and Patrick Davey and the Ghost this Saturday night. We're ready to go live in the studio with all the wild children, are we, Mr. White?
That's right. We have all the wild children here on a Motor Live Drive at 5 Studio. Are the wild children there?
Yeah!
Oh, my. They sound mighty wild today. Oh, and you should only take a look at them. Now, wild children, what are you going to start off with today?
This is our first song. It's called Mountain Lion.
All right.
Whoa. Wow. This is a band you need to see live. You've got so much energy stored up inside of you. It's just, you're just trembling when you sing.
I kind of get like in a character, kind of, you know.
Well, that's a good thing. Mr. Wild, would you like to introduce your band?
Yeah. My name's Paul. I'm the singer. This is James North. He plays guitar. We got Liz Close on bass.
Hello.
You married her.
Yep. She's got a different name now. We're married. And this is Matthias the Duke on the drums.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've got a nice wild sound going here.
Thanks.
In fact, how long have you guys been together?
Less than a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
about like 7-8 months now.
Okay. In fact, there's lots of things going on around town, but you got a big show. In fact, Alan, the guitar player doesn't seem to have any vocals on his.
No, his microphone. It
kind of got floppy on me.
How about that?
Yeah, we're playing a show tonight at the Majestic.
The Garden Bowl.
Yeah, the Garden Bowl downstairs.
With my pal Val, friends.
Uh-huh, and the chiropractors. Never played with them before, so this should be fun.
All right. And
yep.
Yeah, we're into making friends in real life.
Yeah, I couldn't find any music for either of those two, My Pale Veil or chiropractors.
They're out there.
They're out there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be looking for them.
You got to go to the Bandcamp site.
Yeah, a lot of the bands are doing the Bandcamp to distribute the music. But My Pale Veil just put out a new record, a new CD or whatever. So we're excited to play with them.
Well, I'll be honest, I've been kind of busy with Concert of Colors the last couple of weeks, and I kind of took it easy and pulled music for the motor calendar that I had in my library. So,
cool.
I did see that show, though, and mentioned it during the calendar.
All right, but this show you're doing tonight, what time does it start?
10, right?
Yeah, it's a late one. It says 10.
It's 18 and up, free. It's very
free.
Much free.
Absolutely free?
The best thing's the pizza, though. I'm not going to lie. If anyone has not had the pizza there, I mean, hands down, best pizza. Best. Just be careful. It comes out hot.
It does come out hot.
We can verify this. But why don't we get some more music going? What do you got next?
This next song's called The Ropes.
It's pretty much about the ropes. I don't really know what that means.
Thank you.
have all the wild children here at the live drive at 5 now. That's pretty wild music you're doing, but where did the name All the Wild Children come from?
I don't know. We were just thinking of a group that needed representation. And people are always like, oh, wild kids. It's like, no. We're just doing it.
I think it means all inclusive, as in like everybody, like all of them. We keep saying like it's shorter than that is all of them. There's probably not anyone that probably wouldn't have at one time been associated with the
wild
gathering.
Behavior.
And it's not really, it's not going to be like, oh, you can't be in this at all ever.
No, everyone's got a little wild child in them.
That's right.
That's true.
I've known a lot of wild childs over the years.
Yeah.
Yep.
And those three-year-olds are, oh, man, you got to.
Well, in Detroit, there's a terrible twos, there's child bite, there's a number of, I can't think of all of them right now, but there's a few. But you know what? So what? That's how we figure it is. We came up with this name. It was the first thing where Democracy Now! Was like, yep. We all said, yep. And that was the name.
All the Wild Children.
Yep.
Yeah, we actually like wrote down 1,000 things that we thought would be cool band names, and then we just threw that all away when we thought of this.
Well, when you get to the right one.
It seems to fit this wild wild persona and music you guys all have. So.
Thank you, Mr. White.
Oh, yeah. That's my persona. So.
A little bit.
All right. Now, as Margaret said, you gotta check out these guys live because they are definitely a sight to behold.
tonight for free.
Bring your mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, moms love children.
And they love bowling.
Children like cookies.
And lately, free is the other word that people like to hear a lot, too. Free, yeah. free.
Do they still have the stage in the Garden Bowl over the top of the alleys?
Yeah, but they make you play in the hallway by the pizza place.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's intimate that
way. Yeah, I don't think they actually use that one, Matthias says.
Yeah, they put us in the bar now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Closer to the bar. Closer to the drinks.
Yeah.
And the
my
pizza.
Favorite place.
You can't complain about that. Well, you guys certainly are wild. I'm admiring some of the tattoos I'm seeing being flashed at us.
Gypsy King's tattoos.
Oh, he's just pulled up his shirt to reveal. Oh, my goodness.
Commerce Township, Gypsy King's tattoos.
Oh, yeah? Now, what was that again?
That is where we get a lot of our ink from. Actually, I work there, too, as a piercer, but just a little throw out there for them in Commerce Township. It's a little hike from here, but definitely worth it.
Okay, well, hopefully they're listening. I'm on Facebook right now, and Lee Majors just said the show sounds good. So
cool, thanks.
We
thanks
do
Lee.
Have people listening.
Okay, now I do want to say we do not endorse that particular tattoo parlor, but we do encourage people to check it out.
Yeah, art's good. I actually have no body art, but I support it.
Except for the stuff he was buying.
I like
with.
To buy T-shirts at Salvation Army. That supports my brand of art.
Okay.
That's a good policy.
A good policy. In fact,
yeah, but they're not open on Sunday, so I like to go on days other than Sunday.
I have ones I won't even tell people about because I don't want them getting to my stash there.
Oh, well.
Do you guys want to play another song?
Yeah, I think we should.
We're ready.
We're getting a little too wild here.
This song's called Breaker Breaker. It's about going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All the Wild Children. That had kind of a gothabilly feel to it now.
Yeah, I grew up listening to like ska music and punk rock music, so it's kind of where we get some of my feelings from.
Well, in fact, if that's where it comes from, who's the main songwriter in the band?
I write the words to most of the songs. James writes a lot of the guitar parts and stuff.
And we kind of all just do our parts.
Yeah.
So it's a group effort to get all that music together, all the wild stuff.
It's a lot of like Nintendo hours and stuff, watching TV, figuring things out, you know. Lots of popcorn and movies.
All right. We got a comment from Michael who said you guys are sounding good, and Joyce is tuned in and listening, and she hit like. So
thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
We like Michaels and Joyce's.
Yes.
They're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
We got a few things we wanted to mention. We're playing a festival in August. It's called Dirt Fest. So if you guys want to go to it, you can look us up and get a hold of us and get tickets or... Yeah. I guess first person to call in and give out their address, they can have 2 free tickets from us.
Where is it going to be?
It's in Birch Run, Michigan.
Oh.
Playing with Clutch and Wilson, a local act we like a lot, and Beast in the Field, bunch of other Chiodos, bunch of hard rocking,
hey, bastard.
hard rocking rock and roll rock.
All right. In fact, if they call right now at 313-845-9676 or make it toll free at 800-585-4322 extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studio. We'll take down your names and they will mail them out to you. Now, who else is playing at the Dirt Fest?
Clutch, Wilson, Crackjaw. They're from Michigan. Wilson's from Michigan. There's 50 bands on the list.
Whoa, so it's a big, big festival.
Yeah, and it's an all-day ordeal.
It will be.
If people don't remember where Birch Run is, they got that Christmas store. They also got that chicken place.
Well, it's Frankenmuth.
Oh, yeah. But it's close, right? Is that close?
Yeah, Birch Run is the outlet mall.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's the outlet mall.
So you can get some new corduroys.
So 75, huh?
Take 75.
Oh, okay, I remember now.
You can get some new corduroys, a button-up shirt, a watch, and see some rock and roll if you want.
Yeah. I don't think they have a Salvation Army in the mall, no. So that's your excuse.
It'll probably be hot, so we'll just wait for people to take off their shirts, set them down. We'll just
borrow. Speaking of hot, I'm sweating.
Yeah, so if we're gonna give away a ticket or 2 tickets like that for the caller, go ahead and call in 2 tickets to Dirt Fest. You just got the number a minute ago. You can probably email or find it on the internet if you missed it. But we got a couple shows coming up, right?
Yeah.
And I propose that we figure out a strategy that if these people want to another chance besides
wrestle me at one of our shows.
Yes.
Or as long as they're not bigger than me.
If you want to wrestle Paul
and you're small
this Saturday night, the 21st. Or is it Sunday?
Saturday
at the Crowfoot in Pontiac.
Yeah.
Up all the way in Pontiac.
We can strategize a way for you to win.
And it's Pontiac, so we won't get in trouble for fighting outside.
Yes. But
you're allowed to fight, you're allowed to wrestle.
Is that gonna be part of that whatever it was, fest that's going on out there. That's only on Friday?
The night before, yeah. There's like 5 different stages.
Right. Really, I thought that was a whole weekend thing. But
no, it's just the one day. I got to be, well, no, never mind.
No, but, we won't.
Yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Okay, so you've got tonight. You've got tonight down at the Magic Stick.
Tonight at the Magic Stick.
You've got
Isn't
Saturday.
It the Majestic Garden Bowl?
It's
the same deal?
Majestic,
I don't know.
Majestic Complex.
It's not at the Stick.
It's not at the Stick.
It's the Garden Bowl.
Downstairs is the Garden Bowl where the bowling alley is. Across the little way into the bar, we will be playing.
For free.
For free. 18 and up, though.
And you can see.
With Michael Pavel and the chiropractor.
They say the show starts about 10 o'clock, and I think you can follow the music and find the band.
Yeah, it will be loud.
So if you're within a mile or so, you'll be able to follow the music.
Yes.
Yeah, and our amps actually go all the way to 12, so we outdid Spinal Tap on that.
Wow. I came out from behind the throne of the drums real quick to see you guys in person, but also to compliment you on your musical collection. It's nice to see the eclectic mix that you guys have here.
No effects.
There's a giant two or three walls filled with compact discs.
Well, in fact, that's only the indie section.
Yeah, oh, indie.
This wall we should right just here put CDs on for the rest of our time.
Oh, no, no. Your
wall up here. Yes.
That's Pete's over there.
We're going to have to come back in the next month or two after we're working on an EP right now, our six-song EP, due by the end of fall. And we'll come bring you guys a copy.
Okay, maybe winter. It might be copies. Snow on the ground.
Yeah, it might be winter, but
early winterish, June-ish.
Yeah. It'll be our first release.
It'll be before next year this time.
Yes. So without a doubt. Good job, you guys.
All right, bring it in. And during the motor calendar, the week of the CD release party, we'd love to play it during the calendar if we can't squeeze you into the motor live. But I know you've got kind of a short set today for us, so if you got more songs by the time there's snow on the ground, we'd love to have you back.
Oh, yeah.
So,
this next song is called Louise. Yeah, we're going to play another song. We got more. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, all the wild children. All of them. Yes, every last one.
Every single one of them.
Every single last one.
All right. Now tell me, what is the best way for people to get a hold of all the wild children?
Probably Facebook or our Gmail or...
Look to the west on a clear day.
Twitter.
Twitter and face at to face.
At ATWC Band.
Okay.
Hey, shut up
yeah.
the deal again.
All right.
Got a couple more comments on Facebook. A guy named Dustin is reminding you, please, Paul, do not swear.
I didn't swear at all.
Yeah, you
I
haven't yet. No, we got no, the dump no, button.
All right.
I guess you have a reputation as a wild child.
And also John says he's listening too. There we go. Oh, we have a caller.
Thanks, John.
All right. Now, hey, you guys are being good. Hey, no problem, Paul.
All right,
we got a caller coming in. They're ready to go.
They want more songs?
Now, yeah, in fact, okay. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I would think
Facebook?
Facebook or allthewildchildren@gmail.com.
Gmail? Okay.
Okay, can I have a phone number?
Unfortunately, we're going to have to say Facebook as Matthias.
You come out to our farm.
Yeah. You got a farm. Oh, you have a wild farm?
Yeah, we live on a horse farm, me and her do.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't consider what they do living.
Okay. But tell me, for all these wild songs you've had today, are they all originals?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't cover anything.
Ever.
Ever.
And you're zip.
Yeah. All right.
We don't even like covering up. I can't even have a shirt on right now.
All right.
No, he doesn't.
Well,
in fact, he's barely got those pants
on
either.
They're the ones
that
have the tickets, so they'll send them to you.
Yeah, okay. Who's on the phone?
I don't think anybody.
Anything you
want to
say?
Oh, we have...
She's on the phone.
All right.
Margaret's on the phone.
We have Anthony. Anthony's on the phone calling
Anthony.
In.
Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, hey.
Anthony from Ypsilanti won the tickets.
I knew you were going to say it.
Oh, that's
all
great.
Right. One of our friends.
All right.
A.K.A. Ghost Dad.
All right.
He's the best.
Oh, Papa, we love you.
What up, Anthony?
Now, tell me, you guys are affiliated with a few other bands, aren't you?
Yeah, we got some friends. Anthony's got a band, in fact, now that you bring it up, it's called Disinformants.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
not sure if that's the real name, because ha-ha-ha.
It's disinformation, perhaps.
Disinformation, right. Yeah. But so far, that's what we've heard. Who else? Is that what the question was?
Yeah. Well,
I can't understand. What?
I'm not in any other bands.
No?
Nope.
No.
Matt's got a band guys. Called the Bobby Electric. They're pretty sweet. I like to stand in the front row. Whenever I see them play, the Bobby Electric.
Sometimes we throw dollars at them.
Whoa. That's better than pennies.
Yeah.
Pennies stick.
Pennies hurt.
And pennies are good for using screwdrivers.
Yeah, I like to play real aggressive reggae music. I'm just kidding. It's called Kiko Kid, but it's not important. Ever think about it.
Everything is important. And aggressive reggae music is always good.
We, the three of us were, Liz, Paul, and myself, were in a band called Sharky and Habit, but now we're doing all the Wild Children, and that's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if all the fans of Sharky and the Habit come on
if
down.
They want to jump on over, like I said, all of us, all of them, all of, you know, they're not invited.
All the Wild Children is all inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere from... Birch Run to Pontiac to East Highland or Northeast, anything.
And even right down in Dearborn.
Right.
Or on the internet.
That's right.
Even if you can't show up, babysitter, logistical issues, anything.
Well, you can always check out the podcast after this show is done and check out All Wild Children day or night.
I knew we could do well at this because I was telling them on the way here, I'm like, it's an hour long. I've been to many AA meetings where I just wouldn't shut up the whole hour. Where I was like, I'll talk again. You want to pass? I'll talk again. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'm gonna let the good times roll, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, he's so much of a character. He forgot to mention his birthday is this
Saturday.
Oh. It's a big one, too. It's a big one. I don't want to let any of the
it's
ladies
It's free also.
Well, it was rap or
well
anything,
my birthday is free.
It's a big one. It's a one to be celebrated. We're and actually playing a show at the Crowfoot in the Pike Room that night.
So it's going to be your birthday party as well, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be 30. So in rock and roll, that's past due.
He's overripe.
I'm overripe.
You'll be all the not so wild children, or not so
I'm
all
not
the wild.
I'm not bragging about my age.
Oh no, hey.
I already told him he doesn't have to grow up if he doesn't want.
I'll just wink and nod like always.
So you got the show tonight at the Garden Bowl, and then Saturday night at the Pike Room, and then I see you're playing at the Rack and Roll in Riverview.
Yes.
On the 28th. So you guys are going to be busy the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Our friend Amy from Local Metro Music, is that right? She's got a little thing where she looks out for local talent. I think it's Local Metro Music on the FB. Anyway, Amy Mouse, as she goes by, she came along with a little bit of an offer to play with these other really cool bands, and it was a place we'd never been, so we figured, let's go make some new friends.
That's what we can go do.
That's the 28th, down in Riverview.
Okay, so
I'm trying to eat the mic like the sound engineer said. I really got it right up in my grill.
I don't know if you can tell.
Right up in my grill.
All right. Well, tell you what, got another song for us?
We do. Oh, yeah, the song is called Sunsick.
Matt wrote the lyrics.
Hey.
He did. But he tried to change the guitar part. I swear he did. Yeah, he played full chords instead of the diminished ones that I do. I was like, what, dude?
Yeah.
epic ending.
Oh, they always should.
Giant golf ball.
Oh, we also like coffee.
I've had a lot. Oh.
It's one of our wild interests.
Coffee, yes, I'll have three. Myself.
Well, what?
Four in one cup.
Well, one thing I've got to ask you guys, a lot of our listeners are always curious on what people are playing today. So,
playing like music?
Or? Yeah, no, in fact, James, what kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Mr. White. And by the way, I like your name. It reminds me a lot of a TV show I watch. I hope you guys don't have the same interest as my fictional character I like a lot. But Mr. White, this is a cheap Mexican Telecaster.
Whoa.
Real cheap. I had half the money when I went in to go buy it, allegedly. Paul is a great dude, one of my bestest ever. I actually went with his wife to the guitar store, Liz, and I'm like, oh, I gotta have that Telecaster. It's sweet. And so I put like $20 or half of it down, right? And then he went back with her because he's gotta have it now kind of guy, just like me, but I didn't have the ability. He went back and paid the difference to get it for his buddy, and that's how that went down. So it was like, and then when I got a little bit of money, I paid him back. Well, allegedly.
It cost nothing.
It was just real cheap. It's got all these nicks and bumps and bruises on it. It's perfect.
Well, that's good. And what are you playing that through?
Also a Fender Frontman amp. It's been around since like 08, the whole Obama presidency. I've had it even into the Bush years. I had it then. I was gonna get something else, but I liked where it was headed. It was just like real strong, a lot of reverb and all that cool stuff.
Okay, have you got a couple of pedals on the floor down there?
Yep. Lately, and I say lately, I was first for a while I was like, no way am I gonna use a pedal. I'm not one of those dudes that uses pedals, but there was a little something lacking from some of the jump off points, and these guys talked me into going through my rummage box of old things I had, and I found this old wah pedal. And then Matt is learning how to do some electrical riggery, trying to get things back up and running, and he figured out that we needed battery for this little delay reverb pedal right here. And so his genius brought us a new wave of, and I remember we didn't even used to use tuning pedals a few years back. And that was really fun times when there was no tuning of any sort. But we've come a long way.
All right. And Liz, what are you playing today?
Well, today I am playing a Fender Jaguar.
Ooh, because it's wild.
Obviously, Matt, thank you. Yes, it is wild. It's awesome. I always say, you know, you can't drive and it doesn't have spots, but damn, it's still fast. I mean, damn, yeah. I also have a... also, I'm playing out of a Mesa Boogie M3.
All right, yeah. and a couple of speaker cabinets.
Yeah, they're both Ampeg.
Yeah, yep, Ampeg, yep.
Ampeg. Yep. And Paul's singing out of his throat.
Okay, but he's got a little effects box there too.
Yeah, I use a MXR carbon copy. I don't even know what it's called. I just plug it in and step on it.
All right, and in fact, Matthias. Come on up to that mic again.
Yeah, we want to apologize. We don't mic the drummer. The drums.
Oh, no, they're usually annoying.
I
actually requested specifically not to have a mic so I wouldn't talk because I get talky sometimes. Talkative, if you will. I am playing a drum set. The majority of the drum kit is a Sonar kit that I bought from my buddy Matt from the band Fuller, and the other day I just paid off my layaway and got my $400 Ludwig Black Magic snare.
Ooh.
It is the nicest snare I've ever heard in my entire life.
Sweet.
Even nicer than its older sister, the Black Beauty. Black Magic is where it's at, I'm telling you.
I agree, Black Magic is where it's at.
And then these symbols.
Hey, I want to say your snare drum was allegedly $400.
Allegedly $400.
In Marty dollars.
And Marty, Motor City Guitar Marty. Anyway, and then actually my drummer from the Bobby Electric, his whole pasty signature, fancy, expensive cymbals that I can't afford. I can't even get anywhere near these cymbals, how expensive they are. They're crazy. So I just use his. I steal them from his drum kit.
Allegedly. He allegedly borrows them.
I allegedly borrow them. We don't have Bobby practice. I bring them to all the wild children. So, yeah. And do you hear the tambourine? I don't know if you can hear it, but we just added the tambourine and the snare are the two new additions today. They said, Matt, you need a tambourine and you need it now.
You got to have it.
So I found one in the back basement room or whatever, you know. But, yeah, so that's, I think, everything. And Paul has a SM58 beta, a beta 58. Oh, a beta 57 he's using. Whatever it is.
The vocal effects?
His actual microphone.
Your mic.
Yeah. We are.
Maybe we should have drove separate cars.
we're proud of the fact that we have nicer stuff nowadays, now that we're adults, you know?
Wait
it's
a minute.
Nice to have stuff that stays in tune. And
you're adults
decent.
Now?
Yeah. Well, according to the law, we're
allegedly.
Another never allegedly. Give the drummer a mic.
Yeah, do you hear all that blah, blah, blah?
That's why we...
Hey, thanks for having us, you guys, for real. This is way cool, by the way. Just wanted to say that.
And if this sounds totally weird, we've never been on the radio before.
Ever.
So we're kind of excited. And I took some sinus medication.
Well,
I don't even know if I have sinuses, but...
He has the hey fever. Okay.
I do want to say thank you for something that you mentioned earlier, the local Metro Music Facebook page.
Yeah, they're great. Amy's great.
I'd never been there before, but I checked it out while you guys were playing.
She nonstop supports.
What a wealth of information there.
Oh, yeah.
So I suggest people check that out.
Yeah, she will definitely support you right back. And Amy Mouse is M-A-U-S, Mouse. She's great. Awesome lady.
All right.
We got like one more song.
Well,
to play,
I'll tell you what,
so.
you gotta tell people where you're gonna be again. You're gonna be at the Garden Bowl tonight.
We're gonna be loitering in Detroit for an hour or two, garbage cans with our hands in them. But no, we'll probably be at the Majestic Garden Bowl around 10-ish, 18 and up, free show, very free, very 18 and up, very free. All the Wild Children and Thursday's today, so yeah, Saturday is my 30th birthday. I'm James. And I'm going to be oldish. The black glasses at the Pike Room, that should be fun. Anthony's our buddy, and I'm glad that he got those tickets. That's hilarious. Everything.
Everything. We're going to be at the Rack and Roll, the 28th.
The 28th, down Riverish.
Yep.
Riverview.
Riverview. We got to Google where that's
Dirt
at.
Fest.
We're gonna go. Dirt Fest we got.
We're going to hang out with Tomorrowland out at the 555 Gallery on the day before. That's blah, 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 someday in the future.
Oh, yeah.
But that dude is awesome. If you guys ever met Tom Rowland, meet him.
He's a character.
Meet him.
We'll have to get him.
He told us to remember his name by adding his two names together, Tom Rowland. It would say Tomorrowland.
And he was right.
That's how you spell it. Okay, I'll remember.
It'll be fun. So, yeah, our stuff is available for free. Our music, allthewildchildren.bandcamp.com. And that's very free. If you want to do a show with us, which we already want to do a show with you. We saw your
no
band. We thought they were great.
We love you.
AllTheWildChildren@gmail.com.
Or party.
You can follow us home after the show tonight, and you can sleep in their barn with me and Matt. Because that's where
you have to find
where the wild
email,
children
though.
Play.
Don't bother my donkey.
I think that's about it.
That's about it.
All right.
We got
so we're gonna play on out. Is that right?
That's right. If you may.
If we okay. Thank you, Mr. White.
All right. Well, thank you, Wild Wild Children.
Thank you, Margaret.
Yep. Thank you, Detroit listeners.
Mr. White, it was very nice to see you again. And Margaret, I think I've met you before, so it's nice to see you.
Matthew has manners for days.
Yep. He's also our group behind Kisser.
Stranger Danger.
The song's called Stranger Danger. Danger.
Don't be afraid. Sweetness. Thank you.
all the wild children. Thank you very much for listening.
All the Wild Children right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 next week. Stay tuned for the Crooks Psychedelic Blues Rock right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
My name is Vivian Moreno. I'm a mother, and this is how I live United. People in my community are struggling to make ends meet right now, and it concerns me. So I volunteer with United Way to help people get back their earned income tax credit. This is important to me because in the last 7 years, it has helped put food on my table and pay my bills. I want everyone to